Parental advisory warning. This program contains... This is Vinland Radio. Hello and welcome to Vinland Radio. I am your host, King. Coming up this week, we've got new music from Rob Zombie and the Nuclear Power Trio, all coming up a little bit later. But to kick things off, the Mighty Carcass are back with a brand new EP called Despicable. Features four brand new songs out right now via Nuclear Blast Records. We played a track there a few weeks ago, but the album's finally out now, so let's just get to something off it, shall we? This track is called Under the Scalpel Blade. Brand new music from Carcass right here on Vinland Radio.
Yeah.
music right there, courtesy of Phenicia and their new album, The Spectre. We heard the track Luminaries. And before that, some more new music, courtesy of Junior Bruce and the new album, Pray for Death. We heard the track Terror Mounts.
Finland Radio presents The Underground Spotlight.
This week's Underground Spotlight falls on Israel Skardust. This group delivers some killer progressive metal. They just released their second full-length album, Strangers. You can head over to skardust.bandcamp.com to get your grubby little hands on that one. So let's hear some music, shall we? This is the title track, Stranger, as the Underground Spotlight falls on Skardust.
The doctor.
Welcome back for another edition of Under the Blade with Dr. Gore, and this week we are going to hear a track from the Mighty Cattle Decapitation. Now, these guys have been around since 1996 and have 9 full-length albums under their belt, among many other releases. It was a treat to see these guys in Calgary a few years back, and it was an even bigger treat to get a chance to speak to their guitarist Josh for an EMTV interview. This is a great band, a great bunch of guys who make great music, so why don't we get right to it? Off of the Anthropocene Extinction, this is Cattle Decapitation with Plagueborn, right here on Vinland Radio. We'll be right back.
interrupt this regularly scheduled program to bring you...
What is this garbage you're watching? I want to watch the news.
Are you making headway at least?
This is the news.
That's right, it's news time. Guitarist Gary Holt, drummer Dave Lombardo, and vocalist Derek Green have joined forces under the banner of Beloved Ghost to record a Halloween song called Terrorized. The proceeds from Terrorized will go to benefit Save Our Stages, which aims to offer relief to independent music venues as they weather out the current shutdown of the touring industry amid the coronavirus pandemic. After releasing My Midnight Things to critical acclaim in 2018, Lizzie Borden have been touring in support of with the likes of Demons and Wizards and Tear last year, of course, through North America. Now Lizzie Borden has announced a new Greatest Hits collection for fans. The Best of Lizzie Borden Volume 2, available digitally on November 13th. The Best of Lizzie Borden Volume 2 picks up where 1994's Best of Lizzie Borden leaves off, containing 12 tracks that showcase the Deal with the Devil album from 2000, Appointment with Death in 2007, and The Midnight Things from 2018. Additionally, the collection features two new cover songs recorded in the summer of 2020 by Lizzie's live show lineup band, Blue Oyster Cult's Burning for You and the Ramones' Pet Cemetery. Hit Parade has announced the All-Star Judges for No Cover, its first ever music competition TV show. Alice Cooper, Bishop Briggs, Gavin Rosdale, Lizzie Hale, and Tosin Abasi have been selected as the judges to help find the world's next greatest unsigned original artist. While most music competition shows like American Idol and The Voice encourage musicians to cover other people's songs, No Cover will spotlight artists and bands that write and record their own original music. At the end of the season, one winning artist will secure a six-figure contract with Sumerian Records. So yeah, that could be cool. I probably won't watch it, but no, sounds interesting. Former Sepultura and current Soulfly frontman Max Cavalera says that he didn't expect his decision to cut off his trademark mono dreadlock to cause a shitstorm. The Brazilian-born musician permanently got rid of his dreadlock earlier this month. On October 19th, Gloria Cavalera, also Max's manager and wife, took to Instagram to share her photo of her holding Max's hair with a newly shorn, the newly shorn husband in the picture as well. She wrote an accompanying caption, "It must be snowing in hell today." Cavalera went on to say that he was taken by surprise by the strong response to his new look. He didn't expect people to react to it like they did. He said, "My son called me and was like, you're number one on Google News." He said, "I don't even know what that is, but what the fuck?" So yeah, I know people freaked out when he cut off his giant dreadlock. Okay, to end the news off this week, Rob Zombie has announced his seventh studio album, The Lunar Injection Kool-Aid Eclipse Conspiracy. It's finally going to be released on March 12th of next year via Nuclear Blast. Yeah, Blast. The LP marks the first new album in nearly 5 years. The Lunar Injection Kool-Aid Eclipse Conspiracy is a classic zombie title to its core. The higher energy tracks like The Eternal Struggle of the Hollow Man and Get Loose to heavy groovy thumpers like Shadow of the Cemetery Man and Shake Your Ass, Smoke Your Grass. The new album was produced by Chris Zeus Harris. And well, let's just hear the new single off it, shall we? This track is called The Triumph of the King Freak. Brand new music from Rob Zombie right here on Villain Radio.
The demons hate you. The demons hate you. The demons hate you. The demons hate you.
it's time once again to go into the vault for our countdown to episode 666, and this week we are going to hear a song from Gamma Ray off of their Sigh No More album. Gamma Ray was formed in 1989 after Kai Hansen left Helloween. Since then, Gamma Ray has released 11 full-length albums, a buttload of singles, compilations, and live albums. There have been a few lineup changes over the years, but Gamma Ray is a true staple of the power metal genre, so let's hear a song, shall we? Off of Sigh No More, this is Countdown, as we are counting the days to episode 666, and we go into the vault with Gamma Ray.
Dude!
Some new black metal right there, courtesy of Portland, Oregon's Svalhavata. I'm probably butchering the title of that. The new album is called Black Mirror Reflection. And the track we heard was called The Great Tiamat, filled with corpses. Hey guys, if you'd like to get in touch with us here at Vinland Radio, like I say, absolutely every single week, it is pretty easy. You can email us at vinlandradio@yahoo.ca. The Facebook page is a great way to get in touch as well. Okay, let's keep the new music rolling. We've got brand new music coming up right here from the Nuclear Power Trio, which is a band featuring members of Savannah Carnage, Legion, and Havoc. And they all don masks of... one of Donald Trump, one of Vladimir Putin, and one of the guy from North Korea. I'm blanking on his name. Kim Jong-un, yeah. Kim Jong-un. So, and then they play some, prog metal. So, let's hear it, shall we? This is from their album, Clear and Present Ranger. This track is called Ukraine in the Membrane. Brand new music from the Nuclear Power Trio, right here on Vinland Radio. We'll be right back. right there from Columbia's Witch Trap, and that was off their new album Evil Strikes Again. We heard the track Return to Hell. Before that, some more new music courtesy of Insidious Disease and their new album After Death. We heard the track Betrayer. That's gonna do it for another episode of Vinland Radio. I'd like to thank all you guys for listening. Also, I'd like to thank my co-host Dr. Gore. Yeah, we're almost at the end, almost at the final episode of Vinland Radio, episode 666, coming up real soon. Okay, so let's end the show up with a cover, like we do every single week. Brand new one released this week via Wednesday 13. It's their take on In Excess's The Devil Inside. And until next week, guys, see ya.
One of us, the devil inside.